did his review after Liverpool 0 PSG 2. Spoke on the Fulham show, Sean, about what he would do and where he would place his chips with lineups and this. And, you know, we know he listens, so maybe he took it to heart. Because he spoke post-match a lot about extra time being a factor in relation to his starting lineup, particularly around Isak. So the plan, he says, is to give him around 55-60, but Hugo injury forces him into a half-time sub as not to lose a change in play, which all makes sense. It's ultimately, though, as we'll come on to, a bit of a game of two halves, and you just wish you could have held your biggest amount of firepower back in hindsight for that second half when Liverpool have that flurry. But ultimately, it's just not to be. And there's so many ways in which going into this, he could have, you know, foreseen different circumstances and extra time looms and all of that if you get a goal in front and then get the other one. So there's a lot to think of, and he ends up where he ends up. But it's a bit of a surprise when that team drops, isn't it?
Yeah, my message to you guys was wow in capital letters. It took me significantly by surprise. I didn't like it personally, and that's not with hindsight. No issues with like the back five. Was pleased with the positioning of Sabaz Lion and Gravenberch in relation to that. But if it had been completely down to me, I'd have probably gone Verts in the 10, Rio. I think you might have just been able to tempt me to do Rio left and then Hugo central and Mo Salah right would probably have been where I was at from the start. When you see the team sheet drop, you then think, well, okay, this is at least it's very interesting. But to then see Hugo used on the right side of that is something that we've just never seen before. And that's a lot of change when you're looking to maybe start with a high press. And, you know, you think about that forward line that they'll have never done anything like that before. And I felt that, and I know Neil had said this, that to me, with you having the extra sub in extra time, and if you're not tight in the game, it's irrelevant. But if you're tight in the game, 60-65 onwards, PSG would need either to be mad or to have some serious courage